Calgary Flames made some news today. They have signed 2018 sixth-round pick Emilio Peterson to his entry-level contract, coming off a great sophomore season playing NCAA hockey at Denver. 35 points in 36 games, and Emilio joins us on the line right now. Emilio, thanks for doing this. Congratulations. How's it feel to have your first NHL contract signed?
Oh, it feels amazing, and thanks for having me, guys.
Well, no problem, and it's good to chat with you. Tell us how this all came about and how you decided to put pen to paper here.
It was just, a collective decision between me, Calgary, and my agent. And, it was just felt like it was the right thing for me, and I'm excited to take the next step.
How difficult a decision was it to not go back to Denver and forego a third year playing NCAA hockey? That had to have been the biggest and the most difficult decision, I would think, of this whole process.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm leaving something great behind, I could only thank my coaches and my teammates for the past 2 years, and I'll forever be grateful for being a pioneer and being a part of the great organization and school of Denver, and of course it's a hard thing to leave all of my best friends there, but that's what it is. And I'm like I said I'm happy I was there, and it was a privilege.
What were the factors that led to the decision?
There's a lot of factors that played in, but all in all, it was mostly just Calgary felt that I could develop at the next level, and I felt like I was ready, and it feels really good right now, and it feels like I've made the right decision, and I'm just super proud and happy.
You take a look at what you've been able to accomplish in your 2 years playing in the NCAA, and even the jumps you've made from the USHL to the NCAA. How ready do you feel to take that next step and be a professional hockey player?
I feel ready. I feel confident. I feel that I'm ready to take the next step. Obviously, you can't never be too ready to go to the next level. You gotta, not to feel things out, but you don't exactly know how it is until you get there. But you just try to get ready and have as much confidence as possible. So that's basically it. And
You've played a couple of years or come to development camp for a couple of years at the Flames since being drafted in 2018. How much of a feel do you have for what the jump will be to the American League and North American pro hockey?
Well, it's as close as I can get. I mean, I've been to the dev camps and I've watched games. I could get as close as I get, and by going to dev camps and just watching the speed of play. I mean, college hockey is a great area for growth, and I feel that college hockey has prepared me well for the next level, and the coaches I've had at Denver has been, telling me about things and, really just pushing me to be better. So, you can't really know too much, but you work your ass off and you try to be ready.
What's the hockey experience like at Denver? Tell us about being a pioneer.
Oh, it's unreal. We have probably one of the best fans in college hockey, loyal fans and great season ticket holders. And, we playing at Denver is just truly something special. It's a winning culture. It's a great culture. And, they're all about the process, and it's not something that happens overnight. And the work they do there is just second to none.
Newly signed Calgary Flames forward Emilio Peterson with us on Pinder and Steinberg this afternoon.
Emilio, we talked about your recent decision, the one that was just announced today that you're going to go pro. You've signed with the Flames, but there's a couple other ones that would have been fascinating to ask you about earlier in your career. When did you make the decision to come over from Norway to North America? And then, I guess, when you had success at the USHL level, the decision to choose Denver versus some other programs, I'm sure, that were available to you.
Yeah, I mean, I committed to Denver when I was 14, so I didn't really have, any other schools on me. It was just, you know, I chose to come to the U.S. and my dad and my mom and everyone made the sacrifices not to see me for a bit. But, you know, I made the sacrifice and I wanted to do something special and do something different from what other friends of mine had done. And, you know, it paid off. And I, you know, it's all about hard work from then. I had great people around me that, you know, supported me up through going to college and in college. So it was just, you know, it was a long road, but now I'm here and I'm excited for what's next.
So you're what, 14, 15 years old when you make that decision? That's a big life decision for, I can't imagine putting most of society into those kind of decisions at 14, but that sounds like something you were ready for.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would probably say first that, my dad and mom was a little crazy sending me off, but you know, I could only thank them. I mean, they're the ones that lined me up for this, and you know, I'm forever appreciative of that.
Who have you looked up to in Norwegian hockey? We've seen a few Norwegians, but not a ton relative to your Scandinavian neighbors. Do you have someone that you always looked up to as a kid playing in Norway?
Yeah, I mean, you always have those you know, a few guys that you look up to when you're younger. Like, obviously, Zuccarello is one of them. He's doing great in the NHL, and he's our only Norwegian at the time now. So, I mean, he's obviously been a huge role model for me. But, you know, it comes, like, when I was even younger than that, it was guys like Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, like, those guys that really, you know, I really looked up to and loved watching play. So, there's definitely been a few guys, but you know, it's just guys that you really look up to from when you're young and you want to be like, right?
And if fans are trying to figure out what kind of player you are, how would you describe yourself? And would you say there's a guy whose game you try to model yourself after?
I wouldn't say there's any specific player that I model against, or I don't really think about that at all, but I like to think of myself as a playmaker and like having the puck on my stick and, you know, go from there. I've gained a lot of power in my stride over the last few years. And, you know, I use that to my ability and, you know, overall just playmaker.
What's the last month and a half been like? Where have you been and how have you handled the pandemic here that we're all going through?
Yeah, I've been at my girlfriend's house in New Jersey since I haven't, you know, I didn't really think as much of the situation right away. Really just didn't believe it, right? And we had to leave school, and I didn't want to take the risk of going home because then the risk of not being able to come back to Denver would be high. So, you know, I've just been hanging out in New Jersey and, you know, sitting tight and working out.
Can't be fun to have, you know, you talked about all the great friends you've got on that DU team and, you know, how the season you're having and no conclusion. That must feel weird to know that you're not going back and you didn't really get a chance to finish this second year with your teammates and your friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously devastating and, you know, like it makes it even more better now that I'm signing and I won't probably see them for a bit, but hopefully in the summer. But, yeah, I mean, we were all sitting in the locker room just right after a practice and we were all on Twitter on our phones and all of a sudden we see that our season's canceled. So it's definitely not an easy thing having guys that like Ian Mitchell and people that are and our seniors that weren't coming back. You know, that's the last thing they would do as a pioneer, that practice. And it was a fun one too. So no, but we were a close knit group and it definitely stung a bit when we heard the news.
Emilio Pettersson with us on Pinder and Steinberg here, newly signed out of DU by the Calgary Flames.
Emilio, you were talking to Ryan there about the decision to come over to North America when you were 14 years old, but I'm just curious, like, tell us about that experience. Tell us about coming to North America, not only a brand new country, but a brand new continent. You're thousands of miles away from home. What's that experience like for a 14-year-old? Tell us, take us back to that time. Put us in your shoes then.
Yeah, I mean, it was a unique experience. I'm still going through it. I'm basically by myself. I don't really see my parents that often. Really, only in the summer. And you know, like making that leap when I was that young. It was just, you know, definitely went through a lot of ups and downs and learned a lot of things about myself and others. And it was just, you know, you get to experience it by yourself and you're just like kind of soaking everything you're seeing. And in my opinion, I gained a lot of, self experience and just, you know, getting to know myself a little better. And have a lot of great friends through those years. And, I honestly wouldn't take anything back. I'm so happy I did what I did and led me to what I am today. And yeah, it's been a great ride.
How much of an adjustment was there? Like, how different was North American culture to what you were used to back in Norway?
It's very different, you know, coming over. It's not an easy thing to just adjust to a different language, different culture, different classrooms, and just, you know, like different classes in general. Like you're not really being taught the same stuff either in school. So it's more just getting adjusted for me. I mean, after just getting adjusted for a year or two, you know, you really just, you're fine after that. It's not much different, but, you know, friends and everything is the same. And not much different, but it's definitely an adjustment.
I gotta be honest with you. Like, if somebody were to just have tuned in now and didn't know you were from Norway, it sounds like you're from Denver or Calgary. Like you speak perfect English with next to no accent. How long did it take you to get as perfect command over the language as it's gotten right now?
Well, I always thanks, by the way. I always thought that my English was pretty good before I got to the States, but I've definitely gotten a lot more confidence in speaking since my first year. And, I want to tell my teachers, my English teachers from the first four years. I mean, it wasn't easy and I definitely wasn't getting the best grades ever, but, it was just, you know, it's a process like everything else. And, you know, it's a little bit of a crazy ride in the language part.
How strong was your English before? How much did you know over in Norway? How often were you taught? What's that situation like?
I knew a bit from just, you know, like we obviously had English in school, from like fifth through seventh grade. And so I knew a bit, but most of it honestly came from just like watching NHL highlights, TV shows and everything else. You kind of get the gist of the accents and all that stuff. So I would say a lot of it just comes off of just watching stuff and just, you know, trying to be a part of the American community, I guess.
It's funny because I've been doing some research in the last number of months, and apparently for an English speaker, Norwegian is one of the easiest languages for an English speaker to learn because there's a lot of similarities in terms of, you know, sentence structure and how you speak.
Right.
Obviously, the words are different. Did you find it an easy transition the other way?
Yeah, like not a lot of everything's kind of a blur in the first like few years about the language part. But like my parents will make fun of me for texting them, like, not like I'm not like messing up words, but I'm structuring the sentence just a little bit different. That just throws them off a bit. So it's more just like that translation of just, you know, like obviously you said that the structure is kind of similar, but with different words, it's a little different. So
it's interesting. I'm fascinated by it. I do one more for me before we wrap up. Just you talked a lot about adding some power to your stride and areas that you've really worked on. So tell us about how you have evolved, improved as a player since your first year at Denver, even your first year in the USHL. Like, tell us about the big jumps that you've made as a player.
Yeah, I think the first thing I would probably say just playing more sound defensively and realizing that part of the game. Didn't honestly play much defense until I came to the USHL and realized that, you know, like that's a huge part of the game. And, you know, I could only thank the coaches that I had there and you know, they put me in tough positions where I had to adjust and you just got to learn, right? And after that, I kind of just started taking bigger strides defensively and then started focusing more on my stride where, you know, you're always looking to improve areas where you feel you're the weakest. And my skating, I felt needed some work, and I really put a lot of time and effort into it, and it's helped my game a lot.
It's day 47 here of what we're calling the sports apocalypse here on a sports talk station. We're getting a little thin on the actual, you know, athletes and athletics and leagues and games that matter, but we have been diving into what everyone's been doing to keep busy. Do you have a favorite movie, TV series, documentary that you got into that helped pass the time lately?
Yeah, I've been watching All American for a bit, which is that new Netflix show. Pretty good. Just, you know, kind of a cheesy new show that I'm watching, and kind of inspiring too. So you just try to get something going that you like to watch. But that and The Stranger is pretty good. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched a lot. Just been watching a ton of reruns of hockey and other sports.
Well, let's hope you can get back on the ice soon and have a great off season. We look forward to seeing you in potentially development camp, if there is one, training camp, all those things down the line. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Emilio.